Lesson 7, A Story. Part A, Listen, Write, and Speak.
Exercise 1. Listen to the story carefully. Then choose the best answer to each question you hear.
A funny thing happened to me last Friday. I'd gone to London to do some shopping. I wanted to get some Christmas presents, and I needed to find some books for my course at college. You see, I'm a student. I caught an early train to London, so by early afternoon, I'd bought everything that I wanted. Anyway, I'm not very fond of London, all the noise and traffic, and I'd made some arrangements for that evening. So I took a taxi to Waterloo Station. I can't really afford taxis, but I wanted to get the 3:30 train. Unfortunately, the taxi got stuck in a traffic jam, and by the time I got to Waterloo, the train had just gone. I had to wait an hour for the next one. I bought an evening newspaper, The Standard, and wandered over to the station buffet. At that time of day, it's nearly empty, so I bought a coffee and a packet of biscuits, chocolate biscuits. I'm very fond of chocolate biscuits. There were plenty of empty tables, and I found one near the window. I sat down and began doing the crossword. I always enjoyed doing crossword puzzles. After a couple of minutes, a man sat down opposite me. There was nothing special about him, except that he was very tall. In fact, he looked like a typical city businessman. You know, dark suit and briefcase. I didn't say anything, and I carried on with my crossword. Suddenly, he reached across the table, opened my packet of biscuits, took one, dipped it into his coffee, and popped it into his mouth. I couldn't believe my eyes. I was too shocked to say anything. Anyway, I didn't want to make a fuss, so I decided to ignore it. I always avoid trouble if I can. I just took a biscuit myself and went back to my crossword. When the man took a second biscuit, I didn't look up and I didn't make a sound. I pretended to be very interested in the puzzle. After a couple of minutes, I casually put out my hand, took the last biscuit, and glanced at the man. He was staring at me furiously. I nervously put the biscuit in my mouth and decided to leave. I was ready to get up and go when the man suddenly pushed back his chair, stood up, and hurried out of the buffet. I felt very relieved and decided to wait 2 or 3 minutes before going myself. I finished my coffee, folded my newspaper, and stood up. And there, on the table, where my newspaper had been, was my packet of biscuits.
Question number 1. Where and when did the story happen? Question number 2. What did the speaker want to do in London? Question number 3. How do you think the speaker felt at the end of the story? Question number 4. What can't you infer from the story? Question number 5. What do you think is really the funny side of the story?
Exercise 2. Listen to the story again. Then fill in the necessary information in the diagram which, when completed, will contain the major developments of the story.
A funny thing happened to me last Friday. I'd gone to London to do some shopping. I wanted to get some Christmas presents, and I needed to find some books for my course at college. You see, I'm a student. I caught an early train to London, so by early afternoon, I'd bought everything that I wanted. Anyway, I'm not very fond of London, all the noise and traffic, and I'd made some arrangements for that evening. So I took a taxi to Waterloo Station. I can't really afford taxis, but I wanted to get the 3:30 train. Unfortunately, the taxi got stuck in a traffic jam, and by the time I got to Waterloo, the train had just gone. I had to wait an hour for the next one. I bought an evening newspaper, The Standard, and wandered over to the station buffet. At that time of day, it's nearly empty, so I bought a coffee and a packet of biscuits, chocolate biscuits. I'm very fond of chocolate biscuits. There were plenty of empty tables, and I found one near the window. I sat down and began doing the crossword. I always enjoyed doing crossword puzzles. After a couple of minutes, a man sat down opposite me. There was nothing special about him, except that he was very tall. In fact, he looked like a typical city businessman. You know, dark suit and briefcase. I didn't say anything, and I carried on with my crossword. Suddenly, he reached across the table, opened my packet of biscuits, took one, dipped it into his coffee, and popped it into his mouth. I couldn't believe my eyes. I was too shocked to say anything. Anyway, I didn't want to make a fuss, so I decided to ignore it. I always avoid trouble if I can. I just took a biscuit myself and went back to my crossword. When the man took a second biscuit, I didn't look up and I didn't make a sound. I pretended to be very interested in the puzzle. After a couple of minutes, I casually put out my hand, took the last biscuit, and glanced at the man. He was staring at me furiously. I nervously put the biscuit in my mouth and decided to leave. I was ready to get up and go when the man suddenly pushed back his chair, stood up, and hurried out of the buffet. I felt very relieved and decided to wait 2 or 3 minutes before going myself. I finished my coffee, folded my newspaper, and stood up. And there, on the table, where my newspaper had been, was my packet of biscuits.
Part B. Listen and relax.
Directions. You're going to hear 3 riddles in rhyme. Supply the missing words and guess what they are.
1. It doesn't have any taste, color, or smell. It doesn't have any arms or legs, but it can run. It isn't alive, but it's full of life. You can find it everywhere around an island. What is it?
2. We're very large, though we seem small. We float on high and never fall. We shine like jewels in the night, but in the day we are hid from sight. Please guess what we are.
3. Take away my first letter. Take away my second letter. Take away all my letters, and I still remain the same. What am I?
Part C. Further listening.
Directions. You are going to hear a short passage. It will be read just once. Listen carefully and choose the best answer to each question you hear.
Darwin was not a bright schoolboy. It was said that he was much slower in learning than his younger sister, and he was in many ways a naughty boy. However, at 8 years of age, he was trying to make out the names of all the plants he saw, and he was busy collecting all sorts of things. And he even imagined that he would produce colored roses by watering them with certain colored fluids. Once, he read the book Wonders of the World, and he desired to work wonders himself someday. One summer vacation, Darwin became a great collector of beetles. At that time, He merely collected them and made no scientific study of them. He wrote in his diary, "One day, on tearing off the bark, I saw two unusual beetles and seized one in each hand. Then I saw a third and new kind, which I could not bear to lose, so that I put the one that I held in my right hand into my mouth. But it ejected some fluid, which burned my tongue. I was forced to spit it out. It was lost. So was the third one." In 1831, when Darwin was 22 years old, he was appointed naturalist on the naval vessel HMS Beagle, which was about to start for a scientific survey of South American waters. He was on board for 5 years. During the long voyage, he gained intimate knowledge of plant and animal life in that region. After he returned home, he spent much time writing articles and books. In 1859, he had his well-known book, The Origin of Species, published. The book was a bestseller at the time and was translated into almost every European language. It was no hasty publication. It was 20 years in the mind of Darwin before it was finally printed.
Question number one. Which of the following did Darwin do when he was only a very young boy? Question number two. What did you learn from his diary? Question number three. What happened in his life when he was 22 years old? Question number four. When was Darwin's The Origin of Species published? Question number five. What can we learn about young Darwin?
This is the end of Lesson 7.